Welcome to the New Life Help Now podcast, where we give you professional help for your life now. We specialize in equipping you with usable life relationship tools that will help you in the workplace and at home. You'll find valuable information that will help you find peace with others and with yourself when you're all alone. Without further ado, the Life Help Now podcast. All right, welcome to the podcast, Life Help Now. My name is Darren Dixon, and with us we have licensed clinical social worker, Ms. Brenda Dixon. And we haven't spoke very much here lately. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what you do?
I work with all ages. I work with children. Probably the youngest I've had is a three-year-old. All the way up to middle school and teenagers. And then, of course, I work with couples and individuals, individual females, individual males. And I have a couple of offices, one in Hendersonville, Tennessee, and one in Brentwood, Tennessee. I do phone consultations. These are for people that are all over the United States that haven't, and Canada. Did I say Canada? Yes.
Excellent. International counselor.
Yes, and these clients can't come here, so they call me, even though I have to say that I had a couple of clients that drove from Canada. They heard about the counseling, and they drove from Canada, and I got to meet them and had a couple of sessions. I thought that was really cool.
Pretty awesome.
That was very cool. So, I just really help people with whatever it is that they need. And I usually say to them at first, what is it that brings you here? And it's up to them to tell me what they want to be worked on.
That is excellent. Today, our podcast is part three to getting self-discipline. And well, share with us what's the next step. What, if you don't mind, to kind of recap a couple of the things that we've touched on a few episodes ago, just like a couple bullet points or something, like maybe just the titles of the sections or something like that, that brings us to where we're at right now.
Well, we want to be self-disciplined. We want to have clarity in our thinking. We want to walk in a situation where we're not feeling guilty and we're not operating from shame. And when we have self-discipline, we have had to have an attitude change. And so the first one we talked about was having a no frustration attitude. And the second one was to have no drill sergeant attitude. The last one that we had on the podcast was to have a no strong urge attitude. And then the one that we're going to lean into today,
yes,
is no reckless attitude. With the reckless attitude, we are not really focusing on what we need to do with our lives. We're just kind of being there, going there, unintentionally doing things with our lives. So when I coined the phrase no reckless attitude, what I'm talking about is learn to be deliberate. Learn to live on purpose.
Okay.
And the example I want to give about learning to live on purpose is I hadn't really thought about that before. Connecting to self-discipline. So I was reading in the book of Daniel in the Bible, and it was in the first chapter, and I noticed that it said Daniel purposed in his heart to not defile himself with the wrong kind of food. Actually, it said with royal food. Well, that word purposed in his heart, those words, that phrase jumped inside of me. I was like, wow, that is very cool. So if I want to be disciplined, I must learn to purpose in my heart to do it.
Okay.
So I've got to change the way I think. I've got to let it be one of the places that I'm going to put my foot, one of the next things I'm going to do to get to where I'm going to go. So in the Bible, Daniel went to who was in charge and said, can we eat a certain kind of food for so many days? And the guy says, no, you can't do that. I'll get in trouble with the king. And he says, just try us. And he and three of his buddies were going to try this food for 10 days. And they did. And they looked better, had sharper thinking. They were quicker.
You know something? That's pretty amazing that 10 days would make a difference that is noticeable. My goodness, what were those boys, those other boys eating? Oh my goodness.
It was, and it was probably had some supernatural to it, but we're not going into that part. The part that interested me was the part where he purposed in his heart to not defile himself. And I thought, what would happen to me if I purposed in my heart to not defile myself? What would happen to you if you purposed in your heart? So to have a no reckless attitude, it means I'm going to be deliberate and I'm going to do something on purpose, intentionally. And I like the part where I can choose to intentionally do something. Mm-hmm. The right thing. And someone, back to our example. Okay, I'll go back to the Coke example where they're drinking a
last
case.
Week.
Mm-hmm. Last week we talked about a person drinking a case of Coke a week and deciding to give up certain, like drink half of one, half less, leave it half full the first week, and then the next week drop off and not drink one, and go on and on until they did not drink anymore at all. So this week I'm talking about, if I'm not going to be reckless in my life, I would purpose to not drink that Coke. So this is what I'm talking about. Let's say that the person that's hooked on, connected to, can't do without a case of Coca-Cola a week. Let's say that person purposed in their heart to give up half of a Coke a week. And
sure.
Then the next week they give up a whole Coke. Now what's different about it is that they do it intentionally. They don't just go, oh, I have a half Coke left, I think I just won't drink it. No, it's deliberate, intentionally done. And then the person begins to move more in a direction that they can go to what they want to change. And so I would say to the listener, I'd even say it to you, Darren, how would you handle your new self-discipline?
My new self-discipline. Well, I would think about that. And first, if I'm going to be serious about it, I'd have to kind of, in my own mind, make a commitment that I'm going to lean into it or make a first step or something. And whatever that doable first step is, so that way we can kind of, and set goals so that after so long, the cumulative process would be the result that I'm looking for.
Success.
Right.
Success. So when we are headed toward self-discipline, we're going to remember that we're actually training ourselves.
Right.
And we're training ourselves in such a way that it takes time. And we have to have a willingness to make a mistake by actually falling backwards into the old habit. It's okay. But not
to stay there.
Exactly. We're not to stay there. We're to resolve to go forward and not to be hard on ourselves. And we're to do this deliberately and on purpose.
That's good. It works. You have to make a commitment that you're going to do something. And then make a decision on what that is and then actually get started on it.
That's right. Do we have time for another attitude?
Sure.
Okay. We have another attitude that I was thinking about to help us to get self-discipline in our lives, and it's called, I coined it, the no exhaustion attitude.
Okay.
We have learned in our lives that the harder we work, the more we get done. We've learned that.
Yeah, that's...
I'm not exactly sure that's really the truth. I've been thinking about it a lot here lately.
I know that, just because you work harder. I mean, one of my favorite things, mottos, is work smarter, not harder. You got to be consistent. You got to work hard. But just because you work hard doesn't mean that that's the most efficient use of effort to accomplish your goals.
So learning to pace yourself, learning to not get into any overly anything, overly sad, overly giddy, overly, give me another one, hungry, overly full, maybe overly drinking too much.
Stay away from the extremes.
Extremes, exactly.
So keep more towards the middle, the more balanced.
More moderation,
more
yes.
More moderate, yeah.
So if I do that, there's a better chance that I won't get exhausted. If I don't get exhausted, then there's a better chance. Do you see how the chain goes? There's a better chance that I'll stay in discipline. And then there's a better chance, if I stay in discipline, that I stay more well-balanced. So the exhaustion, the work until we drop, is totally, I think it's just, I don't know where that came into people's lives, but I think it's just too much. There was a comedian just recently on TV, and he learned how to do, Darren knows a lot of comedians. I just want to make sure he wasn't trying to think who the comedian was. But this comedian was working night and day, getting more and more gigs, more and more opportunity to do his work, and he was getting exhausted. And so his solution was to step away from the job completely and hand it over to somebody else. Now, what would have happened if he had paced himself and didn't push so hard?
Right.
And just kept a continuum.
More healthier balance.
Mm-hmm. Had a little more fun, I don't know him personally. I'm just saying what I heard on the news. But I just think it's interesting how he did too much. And in my field of work, when we were all going to school, we were cautioned many times not to work too many hours without a break, not to push too hard and use ourselves up. So self-discipline applies all the way across the board for us too.
Sure.
I mean, I've had people come into my counseling room and they'll say, "How do you do this? How do you hear all this stuff every day or every time you're here?" And I just looked at him and I said, "Well, I don't focus on the negative of it. I don't focus on that. I focus on the solution. And it doesn't weigh on me."
That's good.
They would just look at me like, "Really?
What are you talking about?"
What you talking about? So having said all of that, it's important for us not to get overly tired. And people that know me have known that I've said this before. Learn to rest every hour. Let 10 minutes of it be a rest. And I've said this before. This is not new information, but it may be new information to the people that listen to the podcast today.
Right.
You are to remember not to sleep too much, not to eat too much, not to even feel pitiful too much. Well, probably not at all, truth. Not to talk too much, not to work too hard. The greatest measure of success for self-discipline is to believe in yourself. And that's what I want the listener to hear. Do you believe in yourself? Do you believe that you can lay down a case of Coke, stop shopping too much, enjoy your work rather than push harder and stay later and work longer? Do you believe that? Change the way you think. Change your attitude about your life. Begin to congratulate yourself with the small breakthroughs. Then if the breakthroughs get a little bigger, congratulate yourself on the big breakthroughs. Can you forgive yourself? If you're not able to follow through on these habits that we've been talking about, this is what the third in the series. If you are not able to do what you hope to do, can you forgive yourself? It's such a way of looking at life where it's so much more doable. And you hear people say, can you forgive the other person for what they've done? But these whole series that we've been talking about are really about you. It's really about me. Can I forgive myself? Can you forgive yourself if something hasn't been working for you? And you know, you can see people that are tightly wound. Their jaw is tight. Their neck is red. And their breathing is sporadic. They are truly in unbelief. They don't believe in themselves. So let's learn to use this self-discipline and believe in ourselves.
Absolutely. You know, you have to get over that and find the good. I mean, it's like if you don't believe in yourself, that's not because yourself doesn't have good to pull through. It's that you're focusing on the bad, and the burden is becoming more and more. You have to focus on the good enough to know that it's there and give yourself credit for it. But then you look at the bad one little thing at a time, like we're talking here with a bad habit or something, and change it and replace it with something that's good.
Yes. Yes. So really what we're doing is we're becoming trainers. When you get to be a really good trainer, you can train your children. You can train an employee. Maybe I can teach the people that come for counseling to train themselves.
So being a trainer starts with self-discipline.
It really does. It really does. They become the ultimate coach.
And after you have learned and how to have self-discipline, then you can, that helps you. Maybe you can kind of connect those for us. How they're connected, how being someone that has self-discipline also can be a good teacher or instructor.
If you know yourself, believe in yourself, are able to speak words of affirmation over yourself, then you're going to have something that comes from the inside out. In other words, you're going to have a strength. You're going to have a quiet boldness. And you're going to be able to know how to train the other person. Because ultimately, you've learned to train yourself. And that's what I love about the counseling. I am able to teach people to be trainers. I mean, I've had people come in and say, they'll be talking about their son or their daughter, and they say, well, they're doing this, and they're doing that, and da-da-da-da, and they name off all these things, and I'm like, well, who trained them to do that? So if the parents can become the good trainers, then the kid can fall right into place. And it just, it's like the discipline that's in the parents is handed off to the kid, the child. Right. And it's reinforced yet again because the parents begin to see the success, and then more success. It's like success breeds success.
Sure.
And it's the other way too. Unhealthy living breeds unhealthy living. So really what you're doing is you're reversing the patterns and the thinking and the attitudes that aren't working. You may have learned some of these attitudes way back when you were a little bitty fella or gal. Doesn't matter. At any point in your life, you're not stuck. You can set yourself free.
You know, I'm listening to you teach us how to have self-discipline and showing how that crosses over into being a good instructor. And it's amazing. It's like the way you do it and the way you lay it out for the listener and for me, it seems so easy and so obvious. And like it's a no-brainer. It's kind of like, well, duh, I tell you what, if I knew that, I didn't even need to come in here. Except the only problem is you didn't have the information that was so easy. It's like you took this complicated situation and laid it out in such an easy, no-brainer, entry-level thing that anybody can take it and run with it because it's just a path. It's a path. And you even make it seem easy to walk through this path of change to make it. And for all the listeners out there, you know, when you're listening to this, don't let her presentation, it's genius. It's laid out such a way that it seems so easy. Well, that's just, she's blessed. She's gifted in communication and what she's doing here to lay complicated things that people struggle with all their life and break it down to such an easy something to chew on. It's so easy to digest and incorporate into your life. And that's what she does for their clients. She breaks down complicated problems that stop you from going forward or stops relationships from being good. And she breaks it down into a way that it's doable so that you can overcome it and change your life for the better. This is exciting. What a valuable resource. You are. And that's, you know, if for the listeners out there, take advantage of this. You know, she's got phone consultation that she can do with anybody anywhere in the world. And you can go to our website. It's www.lifehelpnow.com. And you can contact her to schedule a phone consultation. If you're in the Nashville area, she's got two offices, like we mentioned before, in Brentwood and in Hendersonville. So you can have a face-to-face meeting with her. And there's such a valuable resource here. And to be able to lay stuff out like that, it's good for all ages and all situations. It's exciting. It's just like I had this revelation here. Listen to everything, because when we do these podcasts, I even feel like a genius. You know, it's like, wow, yeah, boy, we really know what we're talking about here. Well, I don't know nothing. She's just laying it out, and it makes me feel like it's so obvious. It turns it into an obvious thing, and that's exciting.
So really, the thing that will help the listener the most is to give up your automatic response to the old habit and move into a direction where you're changing the groove of your thinking into a conscious effort for a new habit.
That's good. Say that again.
I don't know if I can.
Okay.
You're actually to give up your automatic response for a new conscious effort of a new habit.
That's good. So you slowly replace the what you're getting rid of with something that you want to be doing instead.
That's it, exactly.
That's awesome. Well, we're about out of time today, and we sure appreciate you guys listening, and we appreciate our partners for their support that helps make these podcasts possible. We would love if you would, for those listeners, to share this with other people. There's some valuable information that comes out every week that you can, that'll bless you and that will give you some tools to overcome different situations in your life. And we would love for you to share that with someone else that you think they could benefit from it or enjoy it. There's some gold nuggets in each one of these, and don't miss them. And don't let your friends and family miss them too. That concludes our call for today. Wait a minute. This is not a call. We used to do conference calls, but now we do podcasts. So this concludes our podcast today. Thank you so much, and we'll see you next week, and God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Life Help Now podcast. Please subscribe, and if you like what you hear, write a review and share it with a friend. Visit our website at www.lifehelpnow.com and send us an email and questions on what you would like answered on future podcasts. Miss Brenda Dixon is also available for phone consultations. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week.